This week in the Missouri Senate, we preview some of the priorities for the upcoming legislative session.
You know, obviously, we've got a lot of things on our plate coming right out of the gate going into this legislative session.
I think we saw that there were a lot of parents getting involved in their children's education for the first time.
Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan says there will be several items facing lawmakers in 2022.
Redistricting, probably the number one issue facing us right out of the gate. We also have a historic amount of federal money that we're going to be dealing with in the appropriations process, and so we have to be very wise in the expenditures and what we do with that money. And then also, obviously, there's a tremendous amount of legislation filed about some of the issues facing Missouri citizens, vaccine mandates, mask mandates, critical race theory.
He adds he would like to see initiative petition reform.
Ultimately, I think that some people were disappointed that hasn't made it across the finish line. That's something we've been battling. There's some issues out there, whether it's voter ID, paper ballots, things of that nature that people are concerned about. We want to make sure that we have free and fair elections, and people have faith and confidence in the election process. And so I think we should do everything we can to shore that up.
Senator Schatz also says he would like to outlaw what are referred to as gray machines.
A guesstimate is that there's probably at least a minimum of 25,000 of these machines deployed across the state. It's millions and millions of revenue that's being generated by them. We're not sure of the level of integrity of those games. It's not being regulated by anyone. Obviously, we know that there's court cases that have clarified them to be illegal. I believe that the state should be doing what they can to rid these machines.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City says changes in the classroom and or remote learning have led to more parental involvement in education.
And I think that caused a lot of animosity and a lot of back and forth between parents and school board members and parents and teachers. And school boards were having to make really difficult decisions on how to fight the pandemic. And parents were either uninformed or being intentionally misinformed.
He believes there is a need to have something in place.
So I felt like with our Parents' Bill of Rights that we put together, this will clear and concisely tell parents what their rights are as a parent. And I don't know anybody that can look at the bill and not think that a parent deserves those things. And the majority of those things already exist. We're just going to put them in one list that is easily accessible.
Senator Rizzo also says parents need to be involved in education.
I'm a parent, you know, I have a six-year-old who's in first grade, and I'd like to know what she's doing, and we go over her homework every night, myself or my wife, and I think it's important for people to know what's going on in their kids' classroom, and we saw, I think this last year, people doing that for the first time with their children. The pandemic had brought some new interest into their classroom and what they're being told about and things like that.
The second regular session of the 101st General Assembly will start at noon on Wednesday, January 5th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.